Today, I want to talk about the future. And to do that, I first want to move back in time. I've been doing a lot of reflecting back on this past year and the journey God has walked me through. Last summer, some of you may remember, I lost my brother-in-law, Corey. He took his own life after having battled extreme bipolar for 5 years. I loved Corey. He and my oldest sister began dating in middle school, so I've known him like a big brother since I was just a little boy. In the months following his death, I have walked through a spiritual valley, filled with various kinds of grief, laments, self-doubts, fears, shame, and disappointments. This may surprise many of you. It has been 9 dark months for me personally, and I only now feel like I'm slowly coming out from that darkness. And so last week, when Bill asked us in his letter what it is that sustains us in our hard and scary days, I knew exactly what it was and what it is for me. For me, it's always been the future. I run forward into the future where I consider our future reality, the day in which we, as believers in Jesus, will see the Lord face to face, where we will know Him in His immediate presence, where our sweet comfort will no longer be by faith, but by sight. I find great strength there because I know that our future reality is as sure as yesterday. Christ has come, and He is coming again. As sure as I am that Jesus has come and done all that is necessary for my salvation, so am I sure He is returning to take me to Himself. And so when my days are scary, I think of the courage found in His presence. When my nights are dark, I consider how His radiant glory will fill my eyes. When shame takes over and it rules my heart and mind, I long for the freedom of the new heavens and the new earth. When I fall into the pit of despair, it is a secure future with Jesus that gives me comfort. When I grieve with great hope. And it is this hope that strengthens me for today. It is this future grace that empowers me to continue my journey today through the valley of the shadow of death. Friends, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so hear these words of hope from Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." And He who is seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also He said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And from chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And He said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true." Let me leave you today with a song. This song has brought me much help and comfort on weary days, and I pray it will be a gift to you on this day.
For the promised moon.